the number of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border is nearing 8,000 per day.
Wow.
The Department of Homeland Security and White House officials have been having some meetings. They're discussing options. One of the options does include flying migrants to the country's northern border with Canada. Now, most of the nationality of the migrants that are coming into El Paso are Venezuelan.
Uh-huh.
And Venezuela has resisted taking back the migrants. Mexico is balking at the idea. So that leaves us where we are.
And we'll play you some audio here. We started each hour with something related to what's going on with the border because it is the lead issue in this country right now. It is a crisis of epic proportions. It was exacerbated many times by Joe Biden and his unwillingness to do anything to stop it because they want the illegals here because they see them as a reliable generation of new Democrat voters who will be dependent upon government service. Now, they're very mad that they're coming to their cities because they don't actually want to take care of these people. They want them dependent upon government services. They want them to be Democrat voters, but they don't, the mayors, the city council members, the governors who claim for years and years and years, we welcome all, you know, immigrants welcome, whatever, illegal immigrants welcome, whatever, sanctuary cities, mm-hmm. don't really want it. Now, here's the thing. Lori Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and I care about the health of all of our politicians, Casey. And so Lori Lightfoot better be very careful that she does not trip over anyone backpedaling because, man, I thought sanctuary city meant you wanted the illegal immigrants, but Lori Lightfoot, well, she does not want them. Take a listen.
The federal government has to step up. I was in Washington, D.C. last week talking to members of Customs and Border Patrol, National FEMA, ICE, and DHS. And we made it very clear, I made it very clear, that our expectation is that they were going to have a plan that features communication and collaboration with interior cities. And they must do that, and they must do that soon. I know that they are under enormous pressures. This is not a new challenge at the border. But this is a new challenge for us, and we need federal support, resources, communication, and collaboration, and that has to come in short order.
Wild, Casey, because when she was declaring Chicago a sanctuary city, I didn't hear anything about we would be overwhelmed, we would need mass federal resources. I was told, do drop in if you're an illegal immigrant because, mm-hmm. well, you're a person too.
Yeah, she's saying, we're a sanctuary city, come on in, we want them. But when they came, we don't know what to do. We need help. So now the Biden administration, in a sense, is getting told from his own party, clean it up.
Well, but they can't, and that's the problem. And it is the hypocrisy of these people on full display. It is the hypocrisy of liberalism. It is the disingenuousness of these people who don't actually care about these illegal immigrants. They don't, just like they don't actually care about you. Liberals do not care about you. They care about one thing, and that is the growth of government and the ability of government to seize and eat and consume every facet of your existence and everything it comes in contact with. They don't want to help these people. They have an opportunity right now. Everything they've claimed to want is being given to them. And now they don't want it because they never wanted it to begin with.
Well, and let's listen to what the White House press secretary has to say on governor sending illegal aliens to Democrat-run cities.
Let's specifically get into the locations. Martha's Vineyard, the Naval Observatory. Can you talk to the issue of, you said Boston. It's an island that they sent the asylum seekers to, an island that is known to be, in some instances, a Democratic haven. Former Democratic presidents vacation there, own homes there, etc. Could you speak to that as well as the Naval Observatory?
What I could say, and I've been very clear, it is a political stunt. That's what we're seeing from governors, Republican governors in particular. And it is a cruel, inhumane way of treating people who are fleeing communism. people who are, and we're not just talking about people, we're talking about children, we're talking about families who are promised a home, promised a job, put on a bus, and, you know, driven to a place that they do not know. And it is a cruel thing to do.
If you say we want you and we will house you and we will clothe you and we will provide you medical care and education and all the things that New York and Chicago, et cetera, Washington, D.C. have promised these people, how are you misleading them? Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, Ducey in Arizona, all they're doing is allowing these liberal sanctuary cities to follow through on not only the promises they've made, but that they have welcomed. Mm-hmm. Why is this now a big deal?
We're rebuilding the immigration system. That's what she said. So I'm confused. I'm just as confused as you are, Rob. It's okay to send them to Republican cities and small border towns for the past 2 years, but it's not okay to send them to sanctuary cities.
Yes, now you're catching on. Congratulations.
Okay, good. It's Friday. I'm glad it finally sunk in right before the weekend.